Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Let's stay with sport for a second because the Jacks are back. And this time the Kerry backs are jacked. Sam Maguire is back in Dublin. Over a million people tuned in to watch. A million people, imagine, tuned in to watch the match. But had had everything, really. It had people on the edge of their seats until the very end. And in the end, it was 115 to 113 with Dublin coming out victorious against rivals Kerry in the All-Ireland Senior Football Final at HQ. With celebrations set to kick off at Smithfield in Dublin at 6:30 or so, we're joined, and people gathering already, I'm led to believe, we're joined by veteran players and legends of the game who joined us on Friday. One predicted correctly, another predicted, unfortunately for him, incorrectly. Dublin's Charlie Redmond and Kerry's Mickey Neto-Sullivan, you're both very welcome to the programme. To the victors, the spoils, first of all. Congratulations, Charlie.
Thank you, Cormac. It's been you said the celebrations would only kick off in a few hours' time. The celebrations kicked off as soon as David Goff had the final whistle yesterday. It was a magnificent occasion in Croke Park yesterday. It espoused everything that was right about the GAA and Ireland. Yeah. You saw supporters from each county beside one another. You know, couples, from one were wearing a Dublin jersey, one wearing a Kerry jersey. And it was a magnificent occasion.
Well, my own son, Charlie, I can tell you, had the Dublin jersey on and the Kerry jersey in the bag because granddad's from Kerry, and we wasn't sure which one to pull out, but he stayed with Dublin, I think, at the end. Stay with me. I can hear the celebrations in your voice, Charlie. stay with me for a second. Mickey Neto-Sullivan, me all at Kerry. But do you think the better team won in the day?
Well, I suppose we can't argue with the score, but we had all anticipated that would come down to the last 10 minutes, which it would it be Dublin's superior bench or Kerry's youthful work rate. Now, personally, I thought that any team that had seven players with either seven and eight All-Ireland medals wouldn't have the hunger. Mm. But they defied all the odds. In the last quarter, they scored 7 points to Kerry's two. And they proved us all wrong. And they are an exceptional group. And they have done something that will, I think, never again be achieved in Gaelic football. They are exceptional.
They really
and
are.
And we have to congratulate them.
It's a great point, Charlie, isn't it? How do these players keep coming back to the well?
I can't answer that question, Cormac. I don't know. But Ned is quite right that the bench yesterday was hugely significant. And the bench yesterday, we brought off two lads, I think Johnny McMahon and Keane Murphy, who are absolutely brilliant in the composure and the way they played the football. These are two lads winning their first All-Ireland medals. Now, we talk about Michael Fitzsimon, Stephen and James winning nine. But these guys are winning their first. And what they did yesterday off the bench was phenomenal. Jack McCaffrey came on and broke the lines as we knew he would in the last 10 or 15 minutes. But I think we have to give credit to both teams. I think both Kerry and Dublin yesterday gave up a phenomenal match in terrible conditions, and and we came down to the last two or three minutes of play. It came down to extra time, mm-hmm. and it came down to Colin Bascale getting a ball, putting a ball over the bar. Colin Bascale, a fellow who had been with Dublin for many years but probably never hit the highlights, but this year he has really been phenomenal, and thank God what he did yesterday.
Can I get a Dublin perspective on David Clifford, first of all, Charlie? Because David Clifford, I thought, was superb yesterday, but he was just a little bit quieter by his own standards. What do you put that down, or how did you read that?
David Clifford is on the path to being probably one of the greatest footballers that ever played this game. But yesterday he met a defender in Michael Fitzsimons, who was one of the greatest defenders to ever play this game. Now, Michael is a man who doesn't get much of the headlines. And I do think, to me and to many Dublin players yesterday, with all respect to Paul Mannion, he was their man of the match. To keep David Clifford to 3 points was phenomenal. 2 points from play, one from a free. But David yes, he didn't have his best day, but a lot of that was down to the pressure we were putting on out the field. The balls that was delivered into David was out to the wings, putting David in a very difficult situation where he had to take on defenders and then have a very difficult shot. So, but Michael Fitzsimons yesterday gave one of the defensive displays, probably the greatest defensive display I've ever seen in my life, in what he did.
Yeah, and Mickey Ned, I think there were other Kerry supporters around me kind of frustrated, I think, with the other players for not stepping up a little bit more, but I think that was a little bit harsh too.
Yes, I think that you play as well as the opposition allows you. And one person that I think needs incredible recognition is Stephen Cluxton. His kickout, he had 100% success rate in his kickouts. And 8 points, Dublin scored 8 points directly from his kickouts. And he also scored his 2 points from 45.
Yeah.
That made a difference.
He has a great future, this young fella, if he keeps going. Look, it starts already. Joe texts to 51551. Dublin always have the advantage of playing at home, which is the equivalent of 1.5 men extra players over their opponents. Charlie Redmond, you've heard that one before.
I have, but we don't play any games in Parnell Park. We actually,
of
all other counties, out in Crow Park, but we don't play any in Parnell Park, which is our home venue. So if all other counties play matches in their neutral venue, we probably have a better chance of winning.
Look, we'll talk to you next year, both of you, and you have a good shout that the two teams that make in the final again, Mickey Ned O'Sullivan O'Heary, and Charlie Redmond of Loughlea. Thank you both very much indeed.